This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Pauril reaches Berlin on an official visit to Germany at the cordial invitation of German President. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon says the government accords top priority to policy stability and infrastructural progress for the development and expansion of the information technology sector. And United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, says 50,000 children in Gaza require urgent treatment for malnutrition. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Pauril has reached Berlin on an official visit to Germany at the cordial invitation of the President of the Federal Republic of Germany, Dr. Frank-Walter Steinmeier. According to the Embassy of Nepal in Berlin, Ambassador of Nepal to Germany Ramkaji Khadka and senior officials from the Federal Foreign Office and the Office of the President of the Federal Republic of Germany welcomed the President and members of his entourage upon arrival at the Berlin Brandenburg International Airport. President Pauril is accompanied by his spouse Savita Pauril, Foreign Affairs expert Dr. Suresh Chandra Chalise, Foreign Secretary Seva Lamsal, Secretary at the Office of the President Diliram Sharma and senior officials of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Office of the President of Nepal. This is the first official visit from Nepal at the level of the head of the state to Germany since 1986. The Embassy of Nepal in Berlin said official talks are scheduled between President Pauril and President of Germany tomorrow. Diplomatic relations between Nepal and Germany were established in 1958. President Pauril is scheduled to return home on June 19. Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav has stressed the need for a competent and excellent workforce in government services. During his address to the 74th anniversary of the Public Service Commission yesterday, Vice President Yadav suggested the commission ensure the selection of capable candidates to guarantee change in public service delivery. Furthermore, Vice President Yadav suggested the Public Service Commission continue its image as the institution that does justice to the present generation and instills hope in future generations. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon has said that the government had accorded a top priority to policy stability and infrastructural progress for the development and expansion of information technology. During a National AI Conference 2024 organized by the Digital Media Foundation yesterday, Minister Poon shared that the government had brought an ambitious plan through the new budget to make a stride in IT. Minister Poon said the government announced a decade of investment in IT, adding that the sector has a potential of 1.5 million new jobs and export of some 30 billion rupees in 10 years. He assured that the government would not change tax policy for 5 years. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has prepared a draft of the first ever Science and Technology Bill to promote research and innovation. The draft, made public through the website of the ministry, recently seeks suggestions from stakeholders, the public and people's representatives within 15 days of the issuance. The draft bill proposes the formation of a Science, Technology and Innovation Council presided over by the Prime Minister for guidance from a high level. CPN UML Chair KB Sharma Oli has said that a review was required in the budget allocation made for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25. Addressing the CPN UML Parliamentary Party meeting in the Federal Parliament building yesterday, UML Chair Oli expressed his reservations about the budget allocation for the ministries led by the UML leaders, arguing that the UML had joined the government to uplift the country from poverty. Oli said a review was needed in the budget. Nepali Congress leader Dr. Shekhar Koirala has pointed out the need for reforms in the present electoral system. Addressing an interaction organized by the Nepal Democratic Lawyers Association for Madhes Province yesterday, leader Koirala argued frequent changes in governments at the provincial and federal levels need solutions through reform in the electoral system. Leader Koirala further viewed political instability triggered by the government changes as the reason behind irregularities and corruption. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has decreased the prices of petroleum products. According to the NOC, the price of petrol has been slashed by 3 rupees per litre, while the prices of diesel and kerosene have been lowered by 1 rupees per litre. As per the decision of the meeting of the NOC Board of Directors, the slashed prices have come into effect from midnight. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, says more than 50,000 children in Gaza Strip require immediate medical treatment for acute malnutrition. In a statement on yesterday, the agency noted, with continued restrictions to humanitarian access, people in Gaza continue to face desperate levels of hunger. One of the main land crossings in Rafah has been closed since Israeli forces seized the area early last month. The move has heightened fears of famine in southern and central Gaza. For months, right-wing Israelis have been protesting and blocking roads to prevent aid shipments from reaching Gaza, further straining the flow of desperately needed aid to the territory. UNRWA, which coordinates nearly all aid to Gaza, has also been in crisis since January, when Israel accused about a dozen of its 13,000 Gaza employees of being involved in the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel. This claim led many nations, including top donor the United States, to abruptly suspend funding to the agency, threatening its efforts to deliver aid. 10 people were killed and 13 injured after the Tempo Traveller, in which they were travelling, fell into a deep gorge on Badrinath Highway in the Rudraprayag district of Uttarakhand state in India yesterday. Officials say 4 of the injured have sustained serious injuries and are undergoing treatment. The bus heading to Rudraprayag from Noida fell into 150-metre deep gorge. Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Pushkar Singh Dhami, expressed condolences over the loss of lives. A magisterial inquiry has been ordered into the incident. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon system in the eastern part of the country and partial influence of local and western winds, as well as the low pressure system formed around Bihar, India, in the remaining parts of the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Mades, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and at one or two places of Madhya province along with the rest of the country today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 22.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 35.3 degrees Celsius with 0.1 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. President Ramchandra Podil reaches Berlin on an official visit to Germany at the cordial invitation of German President. Finance Minister Barsamaan Poon says the government accords top priority to policy stability and infrastructural progress for the development and expansion of the information technology sector. And United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, says 50,000 children in Gaza require urgent treatment for malnutrition. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.